From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie all found the sacred in their jazz. So does Tierney Sutton, the sacred of the Baha'i faith in her case, a faith of peace. We thought we could use that and her beautiful music just about now. This hour, On Point jazz singer Tierney Sutton is with us. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. When have you heard the love, the peace that can come in jazz? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now from Los Angeles is Tierney Sutton, one of the most lauded jazz vocalists of her generation, says the New York Times. Six-time Grammy nominee. Her new album out September 16th is Paris Sessions. Last year, she came out with After Blue, an album of songs of Joni Mitchell. With her in the L.A. studio, Serge Merlot on guitar and Kevin Axt on bass guitar. Tierney Sutton, wonderful music. Welcome to On Point. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
Tell us about the song we've just been hearing there. It's called Ilm. What's it mean? What's it on, Tierney?
Wow, this is a beautiful composition by Serge Merlot, who's in the studio with me.
Yes.
The translation is knowledge, or because Serge is French, connaissance. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the attributes of God, that God is all-knowing, and all knowledge comes from God, ultimately. He's done a song cycle based on the attributes of God that are also Baha'i months, and this is one of them, and it's one of my favorites. I wanted to record it.
Attributes of God as Baha'i months, as in months of the year. Is Ilm one of the months in the Baha'i calendar?
Yep. We've got a month called Ilm, and we've got a month that is called Questions, because questions are an attribute of God in the Baha'i teachings, and that's one of the things I think your show is about, asking questions and looking into matters in a deep way. So
we're going to dig into that and really look forward to it. How does a girl born in Omaha, raised in Milwaukee, come to find herself as a woman with Baha'i faith, kind of at the center or right behind her music and art and life, Tierney? How's it happen?
Well, as you mentioned, I grew up with a lapsed Catholic mother and father, but they were very spiritual in their way. They would say they were atheists, but one of the things that I very much believe is that the problem with the idea of God is that that idea has been so abused that it needs an entire redefinition, which is one of the things that becoming a Baha'i did for me. It redefined God and spirituality in a certain sense. My parents were tremendous seekers of justice, another attribute of God. The things that we really know of God are the virtues that we all agree on. We know that God is compassion and love and unity. The rest of it ends up being a lot of dogma a lot of times, and it divides people rather than unites them. So I grew up in a family that had turned away from religion for reasons that I think were very wise, and the Baha'i faith helped me see the good in all the religions of the world and redefine those terms for myself.
You say that it runs behind your song, it runs behind your music. We're so delighted that you're prepared to play there today with Serge and Kevin. You've got a song here. In English, it's called No More Blues. Portuguese, what? Chega de
saudade.
Saudade. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, one of the things about jazz and music is that it's kind of an international language, and you find a way to consult with people and find a common thread. And for Kevin and Serge and myself, the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim is definitely a common thread. We wanted to do something cheerful, especially listening to a bit of the first segment of your show, you know.
Got a lot of rough news out there. Yes, we'll take it. We'll take it.
And so we said, you know what? This is why we're starting with No More Blues. So this is just joyful and happy. But for me and for Kevin and Serge as well, making music at any time is spiritual. So
live from the studio in Los Angeles, Tierney Sutton, Serge Merlot, Kevin Axt, we would love to hear it. Do-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-
and I know it won't lose. I promise no more to roam. Home is where the heart is. The funny part is my heart was right here all along. No, 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 no more tears. No, no more sighs. No, no more blues. I've said my last goodbyes when traveler beckons me. I swear I'm gonna refuse. I'm gonna settle down and there's gonna be no more blues. Do-do-do-do. Every day when I am far away, my heart goes homeward. Forever homeward. I've traveled round the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness, all of the happiness, all of the happiness I found was in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No, 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 no more blues, I'm through with all my wandering. Now I'll settle down, never roam. Find a man, I'll make a home and we settle. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No more blues, I'm through with all my wandering. Now I'll settle down, I'll never roam. I'll find a man, I'm gonna make a home when we settle down. There'll be nothing but happiness when we settle down, there's gonna be nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues, no more blues.
Listeners, our gift, our oasis in a pretty rough news week for you right there. Certainly a gift to me, Tierney Sutton there singing with guitarist Serge Merlot and bass guitarist Kevin Axe live in the studio for us from Los Angeles. Boy, did I need that. I am glad we've got you right here, Tierney and Serge and Kevin. We've got callers responding just the same way. Austin, Texas. Heath, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, when I first moved to Austin, I got stuck in traffic for the first time in about 10 years. I've been living out in the country. And all of a sudden, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Riviera Paradise come on the radio. And it brought me back down to earth. And I got all fired up over the political discussions in the earlier broadcasts. And I was teetering between finding your phone number and kicking in some Miles Davis. And just come on just in time.
We've saved your calm, have we, Heath?
It's beautiful.
It sure is. It
thank
sure
you.
Is. Heath, thank you so much. Thank you so very much.
You know, we're going to be, I don't think it's that close to Austin because nothing in Texas is close
right,
to anything else in
right.
Testing, but we've got a tour starting. We're going to be in Boca Raton and we're going to be in San Angelo, Texas, where I've never been. So I hopefully.
Heath, if you're in the mood for a real drive, Heath, you can,
yes,
you
right.
can see Tierney live. We've got a lot to talk with you about this hour. We're really looking forward to it. We're so glad you're there in the studio with some live music to come. You did this wonderful album, came out last year, lots of Grammy attention, After Blue, which was mainly Joni Mitchell songs. We're going to hear a little bit going out here. What drew you to reinterpret Joni Mitchell, Tierney?
Well, that really took about 30 years. Of course, I was somewhat familiar with her music
sure.
growing up and always liked it. But then I became really dedicated to jazz and came to Joni through the back door of her jazz connections.
We'll talk more about that. It's just beautiful. If you don't have this album, After Blue, you want to find it. Tierney Sutton, please stand by in Los Angeles with Serge Mirlo and Kevin Axt. We're talking with jazz singer Tierney Sutton about her acclaimed work, music, artistry, and her Baha'i faith, which she says inspires her. 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Are you ready for a little beautiful jazz rooted in a faith of peace and humanity? This is On Point. We'll be right back.
But I'm going to take a look around it, though. I love you. A shell for you. Inside you'll hear a sigh, a foggy lullaby. There is your song from me.
Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with jazz singer Tierney Sutton about her acclaimed work, her music, her artistry, and her Baha'i faith, which she says inspires her. Behind us right here, Tierney is singing You Must Believe in Spring, notably recorded in 1977 by jazz piano great Bill Evans. Tierney says she sees this song as a truly elegant description of the Baha'i philosophy of the times we live in. You must believe in spring. Tierney Sutton joins us in the studio in Los Angeles today, live with guitarist Serge Mirlo and bass guitarist Kevin Axt. You can join this conversation as well. Are you ready for a little beautiful jazz rooted in a faith of peace and humanity in the midst of all the rough news we've had lately? Does that sound appealing right about now? And is there something about jazz singing, Tierney Sutton's jazz singing, that takes you close to the spirit or a kind of peace? Are there moments for you when jazz becomes a kind of prayer? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Tierney, lots of callers for you. Let's go to Oklahoma, Enid, Oklahoma, and Roberta. Roberta, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom. What a pleasure. Tierney, I have to tell you that your music has resonated with me in a way that just takes me to these other places, peaceful, loving places. And now I know why, with your Baha'i religion. And I know just the resonance in your voice is just takes people other places, and I thank you for sharing it with us.
You're making me
and
cry.
Now that you combined it with Joni, now you and Joni being my two favorite people as singers, it's just such a pleasure. So thank you so much.
That just made me cry. That's so lovely. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Roberta, thank you for calling. Tierney, the New York Times calls the double helix of your existence, jazz music and Baha'i. Talk to us about how they go together.
Well, I think spirituality and music go together. That's kind of the more important concept in my life rather than Baha'i and jazz. Mm-hmm. I think Baha'i is a subset of all religion, and the Baha'i philosophy is that all religions are one. And I think in the same way all music really, when it comes from a beautiful place, is the same. And all of the great musicians I know and beautiful musicians I know, whether they're of a faith or whether they're atheists, their dedication to music, to me, is essentially a spiritual endeavor. In a specific sense, you're trying to resonate and come into harmony. So the actual physical aspect of bringing a note into tune with another note, what is that other than unity? And that's a deeply powerful spiritual concept, and I think it's what people crave. They want to feel at one with themselves, with others, and with the life force of the universe. And music is a really powerful metaphor for that.
You know, in a time when we've seen, I mean, just rampaging violence in the Middle East between religions and deep intolerance, I mean, to the terrible point of, you know, death and beheading, just lately, I mean, this message of what acceptance of all faiths, embrace of all faiths seems very welcome right now. Embrace of all humanity. I think the harmony sounds awfully good right now. And it said to us, let's reach out to tyranny.
Wow, that's so lovely. And the New York Times, Mr. Friedman sent me an email and said the same thing. He said, I think the world could use a dose of Baha'i right now.
Baha'i this region, right? It originated in what we call Iran now.
Yeah, it originated in Iran. The founder of the faith, Baha'u'llah, was then exiled to what is now Palestine, and he died there in 1892, an exile of the Ottoman Empire. And so his life basically was being an exile. He went through Iraq for a time, once again as a prisoner and exile of the Ottoman Empire. They sent him to Palestine to die, but he lived and he kind of thrived. His prison captors became his followers, as did the mayor of the town of Akka. And he eventually went to a mansion outside of the city and spent his last days there, still technically a captive, but taking visitors, writing tablets, and living his life.
Is it an offshoot of Islam? Is it something entirely its own?
It is something entirely its own. It's connected to Islam the same way Christianity is connected to Judaism. Mm. Baha'u'llah came from an Islamic culture and was born a Muslim, and then proclaimed that a new messenger of God had come to humanity. We see religion like chapters of one big book. And in the Quran, it says, no people have we left without a prophet. And so all throughout history, there have been these figures, the Buddha, Krishna, Zoroaster, Christ, Muhammad, who bring a message to a group of people in a historical context and try to up our spiritual game, as it were. And usually they are not very well received by the cultures into which they come. Baha'u'llah talked about the equality of men and women, you know, things that even now are not
embrace diversity
accepted.
Of race and culture
exactly.
Very clearly.
Exactly. And so those problems mean that the messengers of God tend to suffer, and Baha'u'llah suffered a lot in his life.
But this embrace of all faiths, all humankind, that sounds very welcome right now, and the harmony that you describe in that. You're not the first musician who was drawn to Baha'i. Dizzy Gillespie got a lot of attention just lately. You were helping remember his engagement with Baha'i.
Yes, I remember meeting some of the first Baha'is that knew Dizzy, and there was a woman who was kind of a loose cannon fan of his. She just fell in love with his music, and she would travel around the country and sit in the front row of all of his shows and just leave Baha'i pamphlets for him. She just felt something about him. And eventually he read them and was very touched, and it was right around the time of the assassination of Martin Luther King. And he was at a very low point in his life, and he suddenly started reading this materials and fell in love with the Baha'i faith. So, you know, I think... But again, going back to that concept of you must believe in spring, we're going through two things right now, according to the Baha'i teachings. We're going through the rolling up of the old world order, these old ways of saying this is our nation and we're the best and everybody else is not as good as us and stay out of our way and all of these things, and moving into a global society. But first, these old ways have to be let go of. And in order to let go of them, it's not going to go down easy. However, you can see the glimmer of a global society. Just the fact that we're doing this right now, this is fantastic. This studio is 5 minutes from my house, and you're in Boston, and we're able to do this. We have the technology that unites this world. We're stuck with each other. We're done. That is kind of over. We are a united world. Mm-hmm. We just are not aware of it, and we're in denial about it. And that denial is causing a lot of problems.
Tierney, your message is getting a lot of Texas reverberation today. Liz in Austin, Texas. Thanks for calling, Liz. You're on the air with Tierney Sutton.
Ah, thank you. The glimmer. The glimmer is what's keeping me going. I really appreciate this. It's been, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Liz. You're on.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. It's been a challenging time for myself and for my family. And again, that glimmer is keeping me going. My mom was diagnosed with cancer, so I've been traveling back and forth between here and California. And then my husband was in a near-fatal car accident, and he's still not able to move to the hospital for 2 months. And we're still awaiting some surgery. We're all hopeful. And then in the midst of this, my daughter, who's a student over at University of Texas at Austin, was her apartment burned down a week and a half after she moved in. Oh. There were no smoke alarms.
Oh, man. It's too much, Liz. It's too much.
Oh, I know. But that glimmer really is keeping me going. And I mention all of this because it does come full circle. My mom is and was most definitely during my childhood a wild, exciting, wonderful woman. She was also married many, many times. And the reason that I mention this is that one of the men that she was married to for a short period of time was of the Baha'i faith. And he taught us during that short period of time some of the beliefs that have really kept me going.
Wow.
And my childhood was, you know, crazy, insane, wonderful. And it's taken a lot of time to heal through that.
Hey, Liz, we're coming up against a break, and I want Tierney to sing before we do. If you'll allow her, let us channel a little bit of that for you right here with everything you're dealing with.
Whoa.
Maybe this will be good for you. I think you've got another piece for us, Tierney. Maybe you can send it out to Liz in Austin. It's wonderful.
Bet.
The Shenandoah, the water is wide. Tell us about it.
Well, I just think of this song as kind of a prayer that we're in a sea of materialism. That's what the Baha'i writings say. And it's the material world that makes us unhappy. The spiritual world always makes us happy. So this is two traditional songs. And I'm thinking about especially the memory of the great Charlie Hayden, who left us.
For Liz in Austin, live from Los Angeles, Tierney Sutton, Serge Merlot, Kevin Axt.
But not so deep.
Sutton with Serge Merlot on guitar, Kevin Axe on bass guitar, in the studio live for us from Los Angeles, California. Tierney, what a gift. I am so glad you were here today. We really needed this. It's just beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I have to say, it does sound prayer-like. For Charlie Hayden, the great jazz bassist who died this summer, for Liz in Austin, that's a blessing.
I found this little quote. I hope Please. There's time for it. And it just reminded me somehow of the imagery of that song, of being in water. And the sea of materialism is at flood tide, and all the nations of the world are immersed in it. It is my hope that the fish will rise to the surface so that they may behold other wondrous aspects of creation. For the people are like unto the fish swimming in the deep, ignorant of the rest of the universe. May they be transformed into birds of the air and soar in the nether atmosphere. May they break all bonds of limitation so that they can observe from the height of the lordly processions of infinite creatures. They will see the blue heavens studded with luminous stars, rivers flowing with salubrious water, gardens bedecked with fragrant flowers, trees adorned with blossoms and fruits, birds singing songs of light, humanity ever striving forward. Every atom of existence breathing life, the universe of God, a wonderful theater upon the stage of which every created thing plays its part.
Tierney Sutton, a little Baha'i reading on materialism right there. She joins us live from the studios in Los Angeles today. You can join this conversation. Do you know Tierney Sutton, her work, her way? What are you hearing right now in her work? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Here she is from her 2004 album, Dancing in the Dark, dedicated to Frank Sinatra. Tierney Sutton, please stand by. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking this hour with jazz singer Tierney Sutton about her acclaimed work, music, artistry, and her Baha'i faith, which she says inspires her. Behind us here, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, from her 2005 Grammy-nominated album, I'm With the Band, live album there. She is live in studio with us today from Los Angeles with guitarist Serge Merlot, bass guitarist Kevin Axt, and what a pleasure it is to have her. You can join us. What's your question for Tierney Sutton on her work, her art, her faith? Do you hear some peace in her song, her artistry? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Got a call here from, born in Omaha, but raised up in Milwaukee. Mike is calling from Milwaukee for Tierney. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tierney. Tom, I listen to your show every day.
Enjoy. Wonderful. Great.
Tierney, we were contemporaries in high school, and I had found out about your singing career probably in the last 10 years and just was very tickled that it's going so well for you, and love your music, and I was involved in music as a high school person and am as a professional, so just really enjoy it.
Ah, that's great. Thank you. It's good to have some love from back home.
Mike, do you remember Tierney from? Do you remember her from high school days, Mike?
I do. She was a very pretty girl, and I believe her brother dated an old girlfriend of mine, actually. But it's kind of a funny way the world works.
And what kind of music are you involved in now, Mike?
I work for a Canadian brass, a terrific brass quintet that's been around.
Oh, really? That's a great group.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great group.
Two musicians up out of the old school in Milwaukee. Mike, thank you very much for your call. I'm glad to reconnect the two of you. Tierney, there you go. It's a small world.
Yeah, it sure is. It's
Mike,
really small.
Mike, thanks for your call. One more right here. Milan in Ashland, Massachusetts. Milan, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Tierney Sutton.
Hi, Tom. How wonderful to speak to you today.
You too.
Every time I get in my car, I go to WBUR straight. And this morning, as soon as I opened the radio, the minute I heard the song, I'm like, oh, what is that? I need that music because I'm a singer too. And I said I was going to do it. And then your voice comes up, I'm sorry to say. And I'm like, oh, no, it's over. But then it was the beginning of the show. How wonderful. Thank you so much for this beautiful music. It's absolutely awesome.
Milan, are you involved in music yourself?
Yes, I'm a singer myself, and when I heard the voice of Tony, it is, I did not know who that is, and I said, I have to hear the words so I can go and Google it. It's so beautiful. At this time, really, truly, the world needs music, and I do not know if it's quite PC to say that, but if there was a way to reach to all those ISIS people and to let them know truly they cannot go around doing so much, giving so much misery and creating so much suffering around the world on the basis of their religion.
Of course
not. Not acceptable.
Yeah, I think it's a simple thing. I mean, if we really believe and sense that we're connected, then how could we do those things to each other? It's only that we manage somehow to think of someone else as the other rather than as a member of our family. I don't know how we do it, but we do. And that's the big thing.
Milan, I think I hear just a little Haiti in your voice. Am I right?
Yes, correct. I am from Haiti. And the suffering is not just in the Middle East. It's all over the world. Music is one language that every human being can speak. And I really do hope that the music of Tony... Is it Tony?
Tierney, yes. Tierney Sutton.
I really hope that the music, the voice, the beauty of it can resonate for people, to move people to do differently, because suffering has the same taste. No matter where you live, no matter who you are, no matter the color of your skin, it's painful to see what we are living in the world now because of this awful, horrible, horrible, horrible group. And to do that in the name of religion is totally
the worst. Yeah.
Milan, from one singer to another, we'll take that, and we're so grateful for your call. Thank you very much, Milan. And Milan is off and wishing to send your music to the world. Maybe they should have played you at Abu Ghraib. I think we might have been better off.
I'm not sure. It's true. We can't let our brothers and sisters starve. The situation in Haiti is very dire. I have several friends and have a connection with a girls' school that's run by Baha'is in Haiti, and some development work there. I mean, there's so much suffering all over the world, and the core issue is disunity. The core issue is us not believing that we're really responsible for one another and connected.
Have Baha'i gotten in the way of the Islamic State in the Middle East? I know that in Iran, Baha'i have faced pretty straight-up persecution.
Yeah, absolutely straight up. I have people who are the relatives of friends who are currently in prison simply because they're Baha'is in Iran.
Why is it so controversial there?
You know, it's a tricky business in Iran because Baha'is come from every ethnic background in Iran. There are Baha'is of Jewish background, Islamic background, Christian background, Zoroastrian background. So every family, and we are so connected to other people, and there's no prohibition of marrying outside of our faith or anything. So every family in Iran has Baha'i relatives. But the government and the fanatical religious structure, sees the Baha'i faith as a threat. We don't have clergy. We believe in the equality of men and women. Many Baha'i women have been highly educated because the education of girl children especially is emphasized in the Baha'i teachings. Mm-hmm. So consequently, the Baha'is are rather visible because if you have female astrophysicist, chances are she's a Baha'i. Not always, but chances are. Uh-huh. And so there's been a lot of persecution. It's a threat somehow. It's really just prejudice because the rank and file Iranians, as I say, they're related to Baha'is. They don't have a problem with the
Baha'is. Summer, destroying an old Baha'i cemetery in Shiraz, Iran. It's sad.
Yeah, it's horrible. And there's been persecution in other Islamic countries too, which I always consider kind of ironic because I find myself on airplanes trying to explain the humanitarian roots of Islam to friends here who just see ISIS and these horrible things that are done in the name of Islam. So we're kind of apologists for Islam in our role in the West as Baha'is because our faith does come out of Islam.
Trying to explain in pretty tense times. Timothy in Lame Deer, Montana. Timothy, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Tierney Sutton.
Hi, Tierney. I just want to thank you so much for that medley, The Water is Wide, along with Shenandoah.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Happened to be two of my favorite songs. Mm. I'm a little bit of a folk singer, and I've sang those in coffee houses in Chicago. And I was moved earlier in my life by Seals and Cross. I wondered if Seals and Cross have touched you. They're Baha'i. Faith-oriented.
Yeah, they're Baha'is. I know Dash. I've met them both over the years at one point. In fact, I first came out to L.A. because Dash and I were in a singing group that was started by a Baha'i here. And I learned about their connections to jazz, that they were big fans of Miles Davis. And some of their early hits came from some of Miles Davis's compositions in certain little nuanced ways. So it's very interesting to see.
Is there a Baha'i connection with Miles as well?
Not that I know of.
I see. Okay.
Not that I know of. James Moody was a Baha'i. He became a Baha'i from Dizzy.
Timothy, thanks for calling from Montana. Neil in Watertown, Massachusetts. Neil, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
When I was a young person, one day I read Those Winter Sundays by Robert Hayden and Sonnet 29 by William Shakespeare. They have both stayed in my head ever since. Sometime later, I found out that Robert Hayden was Baha'i. And as I said, the poem Those Winter Sundays has stayed in my head, but I just reviewed and I don't know it 100%. I think I know it 99%, so I'd like to read it. It's short.
Yes, please.
Wonderful.
All right. So this is from memory, and I apologize for any Hayden aficionado who's going to correct me. But Sundays too, my father got up early and put his clothes on in the blue-black cold, then with hands that ached from weekday labor, made bank fires blaze. No one ever thanked him. I'd wake and hear the cold splintering, breaking. I'd rise, fearing the chronic angers of that house. Then he'd polish my new shoes as well. What did I know? What did I know of love's austere and lonely office? That's it.
We'll take it, Neil. We'll take it from Robert Hayden.
Nice.
Those Winter Sundays.
Beautiful. Neil,
it is beautiful.
Neil, spiritual.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that with us, Neil. Mm. We want to get one more song in before we lose you, Tierney, and I wish you'd tell us about it. This is from your new album, Paris Sessions,
which will be released on the 16th, but it can be pre-ordered now.
Okay.
So you can still just go on and you can find it. Paris Sessions, and this is a beautiful, quiet record. This is the kind of healing kind of record. It centers me, this record. Kevin and I went to Paris in the December of 2012 and just recorded this music. This one is just one of our favorites. This is Estate by Bruno Martino, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Bathe me in the glow of your caresses. You turn my tender nose to eager yeses. You sweep away my sorrow. Golden sunlight bends the willow. Its blossoms send their perfume to my pillow. Oh, who could know you half as well as I? I can still see you. Setting sun smiles on the sea. Estate. And when you sleep beneath a snowy cover, I'll hold you in my heart just like a lover.
Summer from the latest album from Tierney Sutton, Paris Sessions. One more call. So many for you, Tierney. Daniel in Somerville, Massachusetts. Daniel, thanks for calling. We've just got a minute. You're on the air.
Hi, Tierney. This is Daniel Gewirtz, ex of the Boston Herald.
Daniel Gewirtz, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. I'm so thrilled over the years seeing your career grow and your talent
Daniel Gewirtz, the jazz critic. The jazz critic for the newspaper,
Daniel. I'm a reformed jazz critic.
Okay, yes.
He gave me some nice quotes.
To listen to a lot more jazz.
Good.
So I, especially the old stuff, and that's kind of my comment. I think in modern jazz, few people combine the beauty and the spirituality and combine it with the rigor and the analysis and the hard work and the intellectual element and make it highly emotional and, you know, I guess, full of sentiment but not sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's not enough of it in jazz. There's a lot of intellectualness and brilliant playing, but this is like music of the heart that is also extremely intelligent, and it's just an amazing thing to hear.
Daniel, you lay hands on once again. We're right there with you in your critic's ear on Tierney Sutton. No kidding, just sentimental or full of sentiment without being sentimental, full of so much. I just can't believe, Tierney, when you guys are live, you and Serge Merlot there in the studio and Kevin Axt. I mean, it's so polished, so much depth, so much lyricism, live for us today with all this news. It's a great gift, and we're grateful for it. We really are grateful. The new album is Paris Sessions, comes out September 16th, as Tierney says. You can pre-order now. To you and Serge and Kevin, our great thanks. We'll go out with one more from the album, Asma. Tierney Sutton, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you to you all. Serge, Kevin, Tierney Sutton in Los Angeles. Listeners, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Ooh.